So I'm like such a lightweight when it comes to marijuanas. I even call it marijuanas. I moved to California and I get anxiety when I fly. So my friend Ari, he was like, hey, eat this gummy bear and then you're gonna go on the airplane, you're gonna take a nap, you're not gonna feel anxiety. So I got through airport security and I ate the gummy bear and then I texted him. I go, dude, I just ate the gummy bear. I can't wait to get high. He texted me back immediately. You ate the whole thing? I was like, yeah, I ate the whole thing because that was the quantity that you gave me. What kind of psychopath only eats half a gummy bear? Have you ever had a friend be like, bro, you want to go halvesies on this gummy bear with me? Let's Lady and the Tramp it and meet in the middle. Just... I wrote, why was that bad? Why is it bad that I ate the entire gummy bear? And he goes, that's a 50 milligram edible. Yeah, well, I wish that you were there to help me at the time. I had no reference point. I was like, my Advil liquid gels are 200 milligrams. And sometimes I eat three of those bad boys. I wrote, how high am I gonna get? He wrote, all caps, the most. I wrote, when am I gonna feel high? The most. He wrote, about an hour. 7 minutes later, I was like, I can feel the atmospheric pressure on my skin. I was so high. I haven't even gotten on the plane. I'm at the gate. I'm right in front of the ticket counter and there's that flat screen TV that says your flight is boarding in 5 minutes. I'm just standing there going, come on four, come on four. And you know that judgy ticket deeper lady? I don't know what her title is, but you know the one that like deeps your ticket when you get on the plane? She's like, deep, and then she gives you a bad look. Like, deep, I agree with your parents. Deep, I know what you did last summer. She goes, sir, you can't stand there. I was like, where can I stand? She's like, over there. I was like, okay. Then she makes that pre-boarding announcement. She's like, if there's any families with small children, military, war heroes, active duty military, elderly, line up now. I just line up with them. She was like, sir, you can't be in that line. I was like, I am 97 years old. I got up to the front of the line. She deeps my ticket and she goes, don't worry, I'm super high too. I get on the airplane. I'm sitting in the emergency exit row, not qualified whatsoever to assist in the event of an emergency. They're doing that video. They're like, in the event of a water landing, use the slide. I was like, there's a slide? Let's do the slide right now. Like, I was so high, I was making noises because it felt cool. Most people are cool when they get high. They're like, no. I was like, kan, 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 kan. That aggressive flight attendant comes over to me. She goes, I need to know if you're willing and able to assist in the event of an emergency. I wanted to say yes. I go, kan, 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 kan. She goes, I need a verbal yes or a no. Every fiber I tried, here's what I did. I go, ha! She's like, you nodded your head, I'll take it. I turn and I look, and I'm sitting next to the oldest woman I've ever seen in my life. Like, I'm not trying to be crude, but when I was high, I turned, she was between the age of like 89 and 147. I looked at her with my current state of mind and I was like, is she flying to her own funeral? Like, she must be on this plane like, oh my God, I'm flying. In my life, that was not a thing. She's just sitting there knitting a sweater, looking at me like, I've seen a lot of things in my life. But I have never seen one of those. Because when I get high, I get more Wisconsin. I was cupping my face going, don't look at that sweater. Would you want somebody looking at your work before you were done? No, you wouldn't. That is rude business, mister. Half an hour later, I realized she was just trying to untangle her headphones. So don't do drugs, kids. Oh, thank you.